Welcome to Wonder Reality. Welcome to Wonder and Reality. I want to at least give one message from the beach. I hope you can hear the waves hitting the beach and the possibly the wind. We are in the state of Florida in the United States. And you look at the ocean, and there's really no words to describe the awe a person can feel to think that God Almighty created the oceans and created the earth. It's no words can express that, I don't think. We can use words like incredible, unbelievable, but they don't do it justice. And we look at the waves continually coming in, and the tide coming in, and the tide going out, and there's this, you can just, if you stop and just look, a human being knows that there's a God. Here where we are, there's people everywhere. It's crowded. People from all over this part of the United States. And this is just one little place in Florida, in on the coast. You think around the world, all the people that are, you know, taking their trips. And we need balance. We need to take trips. But this, I'm continuing this series on the anointing. No matter what we're doing, whether we're working, resting, in Him we live and move and have our being. And that anointing is the greatest, absolutely, by far the greatest thing a human being can ever do. The greatest, most exciting, only fulfilling thing. And Jesus Christ offers that to every person. Yet, as I've said before, 95% or more ignore the offer. They don't pursue Him. They don't seek Him. And it's we as the body of Christ, we need to do what Jesus says to do. Get the anointing so that that can win people. Only the anointing can win them. Isn't it amazing? Only the anointing can work in us personally to change us, to transform us, to give us what we all want and need and desire personally, but also when it goes forth to other people. That's the only thing that can save them, that can help them, that can change them. We do it in our minds, nothing ever happens. And that's water almost just hit me at, for the first where I am. That's why the body of Christ, 99% or 97%, has no power and has no change and is no different from anyone else in the world. Essentially, it's just that they're saved. That's great. But they don't have the power of God in their own personal life, in their family, and then touching other people. You know, that's why we could go up to every person that we see and we could tell them about Jesus Christ and give them a tract, and nothing at all will happen. In fact, they may even be turned off from that, because it's only the anointing that breaks the yoke. The yoke was destroyed because of the anointing oil in Isaiah. So what are we then to do? Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first Jesus Christ and his anointing. Let's be wise. Let's redeem the time. Let's really be work hard, but work smart. We see the vast numbers of people, and it is also mind-boggling. I want to throw in the stat that I've researched and I've said in previous messages, approximately 150,000 people. This is tragic. I'm about to give something that's tragic. 150,000 people approximately die every day, and about anywhere from 80 to 100,000 of those go to hell, end up in hell for eternity. We need to have a sense of urgency about the anointing, about our ministry. And let me say, I know it's hard. We all face challenges. We all face difficulties. That's part of living on the earth. We get down. I get down. We all do. I'm dealing with some health issues that I have to take care of. I heard a man of God say we spend 90% of our time taking care of our bodies. And yet, our soul is eternal and priceless. And this anointing within us is priceless. The anointing is priceless. There, you know, there's three anointings. There's the anointing that was with us even before we were saved. There's the anointing within us when we get saved. Our spirit person is redeemed, and that's an anointing. And then there's the anointing that comes upon us. Three anointings, I believe, personally, possibly more. Incredible. We look at the oceans, and let's remember, the earth has been here for billions of years. The experts estimate it could be 10 billion, 12 billion, 14 billion years old. When it gets to be that big of a number, really, we don't know how long the earth has been here. But man has just been here 6,000 years. So there's just this much bigger picture we need to get, and the bigger, epic, grandiose history of God's unspeakable universe with his billions of angels that he's created, that in the five classifications that have been here for billions of years, but they're not made in his image. He's created them, and they have the presence of God, and they are spirit beings. Amen. Lucifer, the highest angel, rebelled, and he's the cause of, if you want to know why, someone says, why is there so much suffering? Lucifer, who's now Satan. He's the cause. Even going into the Old Testament, like when Cain killed Abel, that was Lucifer trying to stop the plan of God. I didn't mention that, but I heard that recently. It is the history of the seed of Jesus Christ, and it's also the story of how the enemy has tried to stop that seed, because he knew that the Messiah would come through that seed and would save mankind. But one takeaway from all these messages, when we find the Holy Spirit, all of this, let me say it slowly, When we find the Holy Spirit, all of this makes sense. Everything makes sense. The Bible comes alive. We come alive. We find that the answer. The Spirit of Jesus Christ. He is Jesus Christ. I heard a man of God say, he's Jesus Christ unlimited. Jesus said, it's great, it's good that I go away from you. Because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit won't come. But if I leave, I will send him to you. Now every person on the earth, 7.5 billion people, can all have full access to God Almighty. It's incredible. And another takeaway, and this is, I want to encourage anyone who will listen. Somebody may say, well, I've been walking with Jesus Christ for a long time and I've tried and I haven't really felt anything. A secret, I've said this before, is we need to go directly to Him. And when we do, in that secret, Jesus said, go into your room by yourself, pray. That means it's just between you and Him. And when someone does that, that's when it all happens. And that's the one of the keys, is us directly with Him. Just like it has to be on the earth with our parent, we have that relationship, us with our parents or parent, directly. It can't go through someone else. And we can have that assurance that we know that we know in our innermost being, we've got the greatest thing. And we just continue on with Him, and we have to, you know, do what He says to do. Play by His rules. He's a consuming fire, a jealous God. He wants to deal with us directly. He has to. That's the glorious thing. When we have that, is think about how awesome that is. No matter who we are, where we've been, what we've done, no matter any of that, we have the greatest thing in the universe. The greatest thing, the answer, the that nothing can take that away. Nothing. Every heaven and earth can pass away. We still have that. And we have it forever, because when we're in Him, we get access to eternal life, knowing the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. It's sad that so many people in the world don't see it. They don't get it. It's tragic. And it's also sad that we who are called into ministry, perhaps we haven't done what we should do, as I said before, to get that anointing so that they can receive this. Isn't that amazing? That's what faith is reliance. So that we're relying completely on Him in our own personal life to do and to work according to His good will. And also, as I said, reaching other people. We're totally relying on Him. There's no pressure on us. Nothing. Isn't that, it's freeing. It's glorious. There's no pressure on us. It's like going into the biggest, most important sporting event or some test that we have to take in school, you know, where the pressure's on us. And, you know, some people thrive under that pressure, some people don't. And it's up to us. And so, for me, I've had times where, I could have done things differently, or I could have done this. With this, we rely 100% on Him. We have no pressure at all. The only thing we are to do is to cooperate with Him. Yield to Him, cooperate with Him, and be obedient. Now those things, yes, we can control those that a great woman of God used to say, you know, if only I could cooperate better with Him, with the Holy Spirit. To Him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. And so all those scriptures of Jesus make sense. You know, have the faith of God. If you have faith as a seed, it's not working up our faith, it's just relying on Him. Amen. The water almost just really got me there. The anointing. The presence, the power of God, the presence of Jesus. The one who made this ocean, the oceans, made the earth. Mind-boggling. Staggering. Beyond human comprehension. And when we look at the oceans, we look at, just look up to the heavens, we see the mountains. We see that He provides all life. And so there's this higher, we can go up higher and higher and higher. We can, as I've said before, we can just receive Jesus Christ, the greatest thing at that point that a human being could do, and we can stop. There. Someone can try to move up higher just in the natural and never come to Jesus Christ and move up and up and up, and they can seek all the things that they want to seek, whatever it is. And Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? That statement has so much in it. You know, one person can seek all the things that they want to seek. What does it profit them? I mean, they haven't even come close to gaining the whole world. And so certainly there's, what does it profit that person? Nothing. But when we're in Him, you know, we have that proper relationship where He's everything, we are nothing. We are tiny. We had nothing to do with even being here. But we submit to him, and then we can move up higher, as high as he is. And I say that as a sacred thing. It's a holy thing. I say it in reverence, that Jesus became what we are so we can become what he is, a child of God who can live forever with God Almighty. And we can this have unlimited potential in the spiritual realm. Amen. Unlimited potential. Jesus said, "He who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. He shall do even greater things than these." Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Amen.